We can still worship together. Couple of notices. I ask for prayer for the following. For Paul, who is still in hospital, and his wife Jennifer, back at home on her own. Pray for them, please. Pray for Richard and Barbara. We are looking at where they are and what they can do, and value, they would value your prayers. And I'm able to tell you I have a date for my hernia, the 20th of March, a Saturday. I'm waiting for confirmation in writing, and I'll know more about it then. So we're going to worship, and our first song, I think, is a challenge to us. Filled with compassion, God, you are waiting. Your heart is breaking. Why? Because there are so many people that do not know about God and His love. And He is waiting for them to come and know Him and to accept Him. But we need to tell them that He is filled with compassion. So we're Let us come to our God in prayer. O Father God, how we thank you for who you are. Lord, your love is so great for us. There is nothing that we can compare it with. You love us. You serve us. You provide for us. And you are just simply wonderful. So we want to thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you do, and for what you do in our own lives. And we want to thank you that we can come to you at any time in prayer, and you will be always ready to receive our prayers. So, Lord, as we continue in worship this morning, may you be honored, may you be praised, may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to sing, Go Forth and Tell, O Church of God, Awake.
Our reading today is Romans 12, verses 1 to 21. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Now we're going to sing, "We've a Story to Tell to the Nations." And what a story it is.
Thank you.
can now come to God. We can share our thoughts, our hopes, our needs, and he will indeed not only listen, but he will answer our prayers. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to you. We come to you at rather a difficult time, both in our nation and in the world at large. This virus, Lord, has been spreading and causing so much disruption. And it's not easy for the leaders of the nations to know how to treat this situation. But we pray that you would continue to give them your guidance and your wisdom. What we pray for them, we pray for our own government here, Lord. Would you be all that they need? Lord, people are wanting changes. People are wanted restrictions relived. Some people want restrictions to be removed. But Lord, is it time? I believe, Lord, that only you know what is best. And we want you, Lord, to take control of that situation. Help us, Lord, to do what is sensible. Help us to do whatever is needed to conquer this virus once and for all. And Lord, we want to thank you for all the people that have had the vaccination. Oh Lord, they've done a tremendous job, and we thank you for that. We pray, Lord, that you would be with all those who are ill, all those who've lost their jobs, all those who are homeless, all those who are worried about their future, all those who are in hospital, all those who are separated from their loved ones. Yes, Lord, there are lots of needs, but you are a great God, and nothing is greater than you. And so, Lord, we ask that you would help us, that you would help us to be sensible, help us to keep whatever we're asked to do. And, Lord, guide us, keep us, comfort us, heal us, be all that we need. We ask this morning, Lord, that you would be with Paul in hospital, and his wife Jennifer, Lord, be with her. May Paul soon recover and be able to come home. We pray for Richard and Barbara, and Lord, we pray that their future might become clearer and clearer. And be with Richard's father, Harry, in the home. Lord, it'd be wonderful when we can go and see the people that we know and we love. So, Lord, be with that family. And, Lord, I thank you that I personally have the date for treating my hernia. And I know, Lord, that that's, again, an answer to prayer. And so, Lord, we want to thank you for prayer. We want to thank you that no matter who we are, each one of us in the Willows Church must surely know that you love us, you know all about us, you keep us, you honour us, you do so much for us. Things we don't deserve, but yes, you are there for us. And so we bring to you our families, our friends, our loved ones, the people that we know, the people that we speak to maybe on the telephone. Lord, be with them all and be with us, and let us put our complete trust in you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to sing, I Want to Serve the Purpose of God in My Generation. And as we sing it, let us really mean it. We want to serve the purpose of God now in our generation.
Serve the purpose of God in my generation. I want to serve the purpose of God while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that'll last forever. Oh, I delight to do your will. With silver and gold while I am alive, I want to give my life for something that will last forever. Oh, I delight to do your will. The kingdom of God while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that'll last forever. Oh, I delight to do your will. What is on your heart? Show me what to do. Let me know your will and I will. Generation, I want to see the Lord come again while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that'll last forever.
Is the function of the church. Do we think about the function of the church? Do we think about what we should be doing? Well, here are some suggestions for you. I have five. The first one, the function of the church is its worship. And that is most important, isn't it? The church is a worshipping community, and we need to affirm our commitment to public worship and examine our attitude to it. When we come to worship God, Do we give it much thought? Do we think about what we're doing as individuals and as a church family? We are called to be that worshipping community, and we need to take that seriously. Secondly, the function of the church is its fellowship. You see, the church is a fellowship in the Spirit. We need to affirm our commitment to the fellowship of our local church. All right, things may be difficult at the moment, but that does not stop us affirming our commitment to the fellowship of our church. We need to examine our attitude to each other. You know, in some churches, there are feelings of malice, envy, or pride, and they need to be repented about. There may be criticism, there may be slander or gossip. We need to confess. Perhaps there is a need for greater generosity in our sharing hospitality, progress, and other practical ways. The church, a fellowship in the Spirit, are we really that? Or are we like some of the churches that I've just mentioned? I thank God that as a fellowship, we do love each other. But if we make mistakes, we need to come to our God and say sorry. If we do anything that spoils our friendship, then again we need to say we are sorry. We are a fellowship, and that means a loving fellowship. Number three, the church's function is in its ministry. The church is a serving community. So we need to serve the church using the very gifts we receive from the Spirit. We need to be involved in servant ministry that reaches all of us and gives opportunity for service both in our immediate neighborhood and in other places that we go. So, we are to be a serving community. And you will know that I've often said in the past that I have no time for dictators in a church. Our ministry is a servant ministry, and we are privileged to serve our Lord. But Lord, may we serve you in the community and wherever we go. May we talk of your love. That brings us to number four. The function of the church is its witness. In other words, the church is a witnessing community. We are to be witnesses for our Lord in the world as well as the local community. And we do that by regular prayers directed to the spread of the gospel throughout the world. And do we contribute regularly and sacrificially to the work of God in our own fellowship and throughout the wider world? Are we seeking in God's strength to be faithful and effective witnesses to Jesus among our neighbours, our workmates, or wherever the Lord sends us? We are a witnessing community. And five, the last one, the function of the church. I have a question. Is there a new ministry for the church to do today? Churches for years have been using many ways to reach people with God's love and free gift of salvation. And yet, during the dangers of spreading the COVID virus and the present lockdown, many churches, many individuals, and many Christian organizations have found new ways to reach people with the gospel. That has improved the method and the opportunity and the enthusiasm to find new ways of being church. So, yes, we all want to get back to the willow tree. We all want to worship together, hug each other, share good Christian fellowship and love. But also, we will have in the future a wider ministry, and we look to God to guide us as all the restrictions go, as the COVID virus is defeated completely. Then we need to find, and we don't need to wait till then either, not when I think about it, we're doing it now. We need to get out through the media to reach people that we will never see in our local churches. I believe our wonderful Lord has used this time, with its difficulties, to expand the way of doing the church. So, friends, let us be prepared to follow the Lord's leading into new ministry as well as the one we've been doing for a long time. So may God be praised. Amen. And now, if we're going to be successful in being all those things, we're going to sing, "Show your power, O Lord," because with the power of God within us, we can do what we've been doing for years, and we can do what is new. God bless you all.
Lord, we believe you want to have mercy upon this nation. So we pray, let mercy triumph over judgment, and show your power among the people, power to forgive, to heal, to mend broken lives and families. Show your power, O Lord, and set the people free.
Show your power, O Lord.
Lord our God, may we look seriously at the function of the church, your church, its worship, its fellowship, its ministry, its witness, and any new ministry that you guide us to. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Spirit, be with us and all those we love, both now and forevermore. Amen. Friends, I have an important notice to share with you. I have spoken to each of you yesterday, and it has been agreed that we should offer to Richard and Barbara, that Richard, that we should offer to him a call to become an associate minister at the Willows, working alongside me. And we now wait for Richard to consider prayerfully this call. But I do thank each one of you for your support in this matter. I believe it will help the church, and it also will help me, but it will help Richard if he feels it's correct. So we wait on the Lord for the final word. Thank you.